Hi there. The word for you today is know when to be quiet. In Proverbs 29 and 11 we read, "Fools vent, the wise quietly hold it back." Carol Cookendall writes, and I quote, "My very pregnant daughter got her hair cut, from long to stylishly short. She was trying to get used to her new look when she ran into one of her friends. Oh no," her friend wailed, "I don't like it." Then, as if to rationalize her words, she quickly added, "You know me. I'm just a truth teller." As we walked away, my daughter told me she could have done without the truth that day. It made me more aware of the critical moment in the conversation when I'm faced with a choice. Do I say what I'm thinking, or do I zip it? I keep hearing that telling it like it is and, quote, being real is good for relationships. Reality TV, confessions on Oprah, tweeting the truth add to our reverence for authenticity. But here's what I know about myself. If I say everything I think, I can slay the people in my path. And just because I think something doesn't make it true. A good question to ask is it helpful or hurtful to the person or our relationship? And what about timing and tone? For example, a comment about a spouse's appearance is hurtful when they can't do anything about it, and will only make him or her self-conscious for the rest of the evening. The Bible says, "Fools vent, the wise quietly hold it back." Knowing when to speak is often more important than actually knowing what to say. That's what Paul had in mind. Ephesians 4:29. Listen to these words carefully. "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up, that it may benefit those who listen." And that just about says it all, doesn't it?